It was the smallest crowd at the Bicentennial Center that we have seen for Salina Bomber football on this gorgeous Saturday night, but a crowd that helped the Bombers get their second victory and now start a winning streak in 2013. Hi, everyone. Devin Haney here for Salina Post at the Bicentennial Center tonight, where the Salina Bombers get a victory 50-31. It was a spirited battle in the first quarter as these two teams went back and forth. A lot of scoring and not much defense, to be honest with you, as we started out in this contest. And Salina went back and forth, traded punches with the Oklahoma defenders, and Salina led 13-12 at the end of one. Salina would get a little bit of distance, though, as they had a stop on defense, then went down the field and made it a two-possession game. Going into the locker room at halftime, they led 20-12, shutting out Oklahoma in that second quarter of action. Bombers were primed for a big second half as they would start out with the football, and Salina outscored Oklahoma 14-7 in the third quarter, then just a lone field goal in the fourth quarter. The defensive nets were really tightened down on Oklahoma. The Salina Bombers really played well defensively, only giving up 7 points in the whole second half of action and going off to a 50-31 victory. The win for Salina is their second in a row. They are now 2-1 in CPIFL play as they defeat Oklahoma tonight 50-31. The showdown is set up now for next Friday night. Salina Bombers will bring their 2-1 record into their home arena here at the Bicentennial Center. We'll have to wait until tomorrow to see if their opponent, Sioux City, will be undefeated. Right now, they are 3-0 on the season. They have a chance to make a 4-0 tomorrow in Omaha against an undefeated Omaha Beef team. So we'll see how that shapes up. Of course, check out Salina Post for all updates about the Salina Bombers heading into the game on Friday night. For the Salina Bombers and Salina Post, I'm Devin Haney. 50-31, Bombers get the victory here on Saturday night.